Steve Boyle, Jason Smith, we're live at Vander Cook Lake High School tonight. The Jayhawks hosting the Golden Eagles of Columbia Central. And barn burner there in the junior varsity game, Jason.
Yeah, that was a fun one. 62-58, Vander Cook pulled it out late, came from behind. They were down as many as nine at one point in the third quarter and marched all their way back.
Pre-game here for Jimmy's Towing. And I want to say additional thank you to Trips Auto Shop and Trips Ceramic Pro for being on board for the broadcast tonight. Vander Cook Lake coming into this game 7-3 overall, 4-3 in the Rugged Cascades Conference. Jason, their losses coming at Hanover Horton, at Michigan Center, and at Addison. So struggling a little bit on the road, but unbeaten at home so far in the season, which is a good thing for them. Bodes well for them tonight. And to me, looking over what Vander Cook Lake does, they seems like almost a tale of two teams. They come out here, they're coming off a loss at Michigan Center, 65-37. They only managed 37 points in that game. And the game they lose against Hanover Horton, 34-85. They get just, dominated by a very good Hanover Horton team. And then in Addison, kind of an anomaly there. They lost by two on the road. It's a tough game. But in the wins, they're scoring in the 60s. In almost every game, and then they go out against Hanover Horton and Michigan Center, and they only manage in the mid-30s, and I've been anxious to see them since I saw some of the numbers they've been putting up, and I'm anxious to see if I can maybe put my finger on why they would struggle so mightily against, I mean, two good teams, no question, but why they'd struggle so much to score in those games.
Yeah, absolutely. And Addison, they're no slouch of a team. I mean, they're 5-4 overall, 3-3 in the Cascades, and they're right behind Vander Cook in the standings. Vander Cook in third in the Cascades. But they're a team, they can hang 82. They hung 86 on Manchester in an 86-74 win earlier in the year. They score about 58, 59 a game. They give up 57.5 a game. So, but you have to take that with a grain of salt also, as you mentioned, because they allowed 85 to Hanover, 74 to Manchester, mm-hmm. and 65 to Michigan Center. But really, they're on average, they're scoring somewhere in the 60s, with the exception of the Hanover-Horton blowout loss, the Michigan Center loss, and then the high-scoring output against Manchester.
Yeah, and so they're sitting, as you mentioned, solidly in third place in the Cascades Conference behind unbeaten Hanover-Horton and Michigan Center, 5-1, which we'll be seeing those guys again on Friday in their the rematch from Game 1 that Hanover-Horton won. But I digress. Columbia Central comes to the game 5-3. They're 4-2 in their league, and they're in third place. So a lot of parallels there. However, Columbia Central's got kind of a... They're coming off a win, 68-40, against Blissfield. Their losses come to Onstead and Erie Mason, and those are the two teams that are ahead of them in the league. Or, excuse me, they lost to Onstead, but beat Erie Mason. And Erie Mason's the other team in front of them, so... They're going to be, when it's all said and done, they're going to maybe have a say in the conference championship. And we saw them early this season, our season opener with Western, in a game that I think we felt like Columbia Central had kind of a hangover from the long football season. They had a nice run into the postseason. And maybe now they're starting to get their basketball legs under them. And I think we'll see a little bit different team than we saw that first game.
Yeah, and really they've kind of evened out, averaging about 51 a game and allowing 48 a game, but they're plus 24. And some of their games, they've been really close. I mean, they beat Erie Mason by one, they beat Hillsdale by five, and then they beat Dundee by one all right in a row, then lost by five to Ida. So, it's a team that's kind of they're in every game that they play, and they played some good teams so far. The average win percentage, 539 for their opponents to date. So it'll be a pretty smooth sail in the rest of the way. Most of the teams they face are under 500 with the exception of this Vander Cook team.
Let's take a three-minute break here on the pregame. We'll come back and look at the starting lineups and get things set up looking like a good matchup tonight. The Vander Cook Lake Jayhawks and the Columbia Central Golden Eagles on WKHM and online around the world at WKHM.com.
Back to high school basketball on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM. Yep.
Steve Boyle, Jason Smith on the pregame for Jimmy's Towing. As we roll you to tip off, let's go ahead and take a look at the starting lineups, Jason.
Yeah, we'll start with Columbia Central. They start three juniors, Samuel Like, Aiden Adams, and Caleb Shea. and then a pair of seniors in Carson Daniels and Cole Partridge.
Yeah, I think we'll see a fair amount of Michael Sonnenberg in the game as well.
Absolutely.
And he's probably the first guy that comes off the bench. And I'm looking forward to seeing more out of Caleb Shea than we saw last time. I think he had a bad game in that one. And I think he's an important player for them. Gives them some size and length.
Absolutely.
How about for the Jayhawks?
And then on the flip side for Coach James Bradley's Jayhawks, he's going to roll out two freshmen in his starting lineup. We'll start with senior Torrey Higgs, and then the freshman Nick Wilson and Verlandez Williams. Then we have sophomore Gavin Cooper and the junior Jeff Adams.
Yeah, someone from every class on the Vandercook Lake starting lineup.
And we'll see Desmond Dukes quite heavily in this one, too, most likely. Darius Dukes, excuse me.
Yeah, they looks like they'll go kind of deep and for head coach James Bradley. And Vandercook Lake, for the last few years, have been kind of a team that's been in flux. You see some names come and go. I'm looking forward to it. They've gotten off to a great start this year, and you know, it's a stepping stone towards maybe some long-term success. Whenever you got a couple of freshmen in your starting lineup, you like to think that with those guys around in a few years, you're going to have an experienced and talented team. And they had some good-looking kids on the junior varsity also.
Certainly.
Led them to the win tonight, 62-58. Again, our pregame brought to you by Jimmy's Towing. Have you needed a tow recently, Jason?
No, not recently, thankfully.
Thank goodness.
Don't jinx me.
Yeah, I hope not to. But if you do need a tow, no question you'll be calling the Jimmy's over at Jimmy's Towing. And we're glad to have them on here for the pregame. We'll go ahead and take a 2-minute break here on the pregame for Jimmy's and get things back for the opening tip. It's Vandercook Lake and Columbia Central on WKHM and WKHM.com.
Back to high school basketball on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM, 101.5 FM. Steve Boyle, Jason Smith, live from Vandercook Lake High School. And we'll get the starters introduced on the floor and get ready for game time. Thanks again to Jimmy Sewing on our pregame festivities. Jason, our next broadcast, exciting one coming up on Friday. Michigan Center Cardinals on the road at Hanover Horton, the top two teams in the Cascades Conference. Been a really good rivalry for the past few years.
Yeah.
And they'll renew that again on Friday. And we'll go back out to Hanover Horton. Look for that gym to be rocking.
Oh, yeah. It always is. But this one is usually very hectic.
Standing room only, generally. Yeah. Well, they'll let you sit.
Tough to get a parking spot, though, for sure.
Most certainly. We'll try to head out there early.
Very.
So that we can get our spot reserved. But you'll be able to tune that one in here on WKHM as well as online at WKHM.com. And if you are curious about the outcome of the previous meeting between the two teams this season, all of our basketball games are located at WKHM.com in the High School Sports Audio tab. You can listen back to any of them, including that hockey tilt you and GLC took in the other day.
I had a ton of fun with that one.
And you guys will be out there on the 26th, again, for Optimus Ice Arena for Jackson United and Lumen Christie matchup.
Can't wait.
Again, we got the 7-3 Vandercook Lake Jayhawks tonight against the 5-3 Columbia Central Golden Eagles. Both teams perched in third place in their respective divisions. Glad to see Vandercook Lake out to a good start. Always a fun place to come watch a basketball game. Thanks to Barb Blair and Amanda Curtis for setting us up with a nice seat tonight. We're right at midcourt. Second row, third row. Well, I guess we're four rows up with the table in front of us and the Vandercook Lake Jayhawks banner taped across the front.
Central team tonight, but then they face Manchester, East Jackson, and Addison all right in a row. and look to avenge that loss. Then they have Lumen, who's 1-6 on the year. So they could be a double-digit win team, theoretically, heading into their rematch against Hanover Horton.
I mean, in that stretch, it's on the road. So you go Manchester on the road, East Jackson on the road.
And yep.
We saw Manchester. They lost to Grass Lake, but that's a Manchester team with some really nice players. Mm-hmm. That's going to be tough to win in their gym. East Jackson is a team that, you know, they're kind of suffering some player turnover because yeah. they were a tough out in the district tournament a year ago with Poole out there.
Yep.
So now they're in kind of a rebuild, but you still got to go on the road and get that win. And Lumen Christie, as we've said all year, once they come around,
yeah,
they're going to be tough, and they'll definitely play Vandercook Lake tough. So we're ready to go here. As players meet in the center, got Caleb Shea in the circle, and he'll be jumping up against Verlandez Williams. Freshman. Some good length there in the front court for both squads. Shea gets the tap, and he'll pass that over to Like. Like hands it off, and Aiden Adams finds Carson Daniels at the top of the key, right wing for Cole Partridge. He'll drive from there, gets into the paint, fade away, got it. Rattled around a little bit and fell through. And Columbia Central on the board first, 2-0 Golden Eagles. Jayhawks get an inbounds. Torrey Higgs handling ball handling duties, right wing, and that's going to go to Nick Wilson. Wilson to the top for Gavin Cooper. Cooper
wide
looking
open
down to the low block, and yeah, Williams found himself alone, double dribbled there, got away with it.
Right in front of the official.
As Williams dribbles across the top, Wilson. And he'll hand off to Higgs, and Vandercook Lake will reset Higgs out near the center circle. Daniels staying back inside of the arc, actually, to guard Higgs, giving him plenty of room to work. There's a nice drive and floater in the lane. Left it a touch short, but a nice move by Jeff Adams. It's rebounded by Columbia, and they're out running. Daniels from the right side goes baseline, double clutch off the glass and score it. Nice penetration by Daniels. 4-0 Columbia Central. Higgs right back up the floor quickly. He'll look to get into the paint. Good defense by Daniels, but a nice feed by Higgs and a good look for Cooper. He just missed it. Open look from the baseline. Good rebound by Verlandez Williams, and he'll hand off to Nick Wilson. Back to Williams, right wing, and now he'll get to Higgs at the top. Higgs looks to drive from there. Steps inside the arc and has to pass it out. Cooper gives to Higgs, and he'll dribble back to the top to reset for Vandercook Lake. 6:28 to go. It's 4-0 Columbia Central. Vandercook looking to get their first points of the night. Higgs a step inside the arc, now passes up to Cooper. He'll drive from there, gets into the elbow, passes back out to Higgs. Higgs cross to Cooper. There's a good look for Williams. He'll pump fake and drive, gets into the lane. Lefty finish, no good. Rebound pulled in by Shea and passes out and up the floor quickly by Columbia. There's a drive by Partridge to go baseline, and we'll get a foul that's going to go against Nick Wilson.
Yeah, that'll be his first, team's first. A little bit of a different look for Vandercook offensively. Normally, they're a type of team that will run it out of the gym. Last year, at least, they did.
Partridge nice on the attack there on the offense for Columbia. Draws the whistle. Daniels with the basketball now for the Golden Eagles. Left wing for Partridge. He'll look to drive again. Now passes out. Adams dribbling around the top. Right side now for Daniels to go baseline. Same move as before. It gets up in a strong finish. Looks like he maybe had a little bit of contact. We'll get no call. We will get a timeout, however, from the Vandercook Lake bench. 6-0 Golden Eagles. Let's take a 30-second break. We're back with more on WKHM and WKHM.com.
Back to high school basketball on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Steve Boyle, Jason Smith, we're back underway here, 5:36 to go, first quarter, 6-0 Columbia Central. And the Golden Eagles, Jason, have everything packed back into the paint. As Higgs pulls up from outside, missed it off back rim, rebounded by Adams, and he'll trigger the break here for Columbia Central. Now dribbles into the elbow, Adams is going to get all the way down to the bucket, scoops it, can't score it, battle for the rebound, we'll get a tie up. And
jump ball.
Yeah, it's a jump ball. As Williams tried to rip it away, Like went down to the floor. But he jumps back up, no worse for the wear, it looks like. 6-0 Columbia Central, possession arrow for Vandercook Lake. And Dukes comes into the game for the Jayhawks.
Yeah, and it looks like they're trying to keep him out at the perimeter. for some long-range shots.
Yeah, almost daring him to shoot, Jason. Williams will look to drive from the right wing, now out to Wilson. Picked up, there's Aiden Adams coming out of the paint a little bit to guard Wilson. Wilson will look to drive into the corner. Dukes had it for a moment. Skip pass, almost got away from him. Good job to recover it by Jeff Adams. Adams gets it back to Higgs, who will dribble his way back out to the top, looking to reset. Again, Columbia Central just kind of stays packed in into the corner. And there's a three-point attempt. Nothing but net. Nice shot, Jeff Adams. If you're going to leave him open, he's going to have to knock him down, and that's a big shot for Vandercook. Gets him on the board. 6-3 the score. Columbia Central, some full-court pressure by the Jayhawks, and Daniels looking to pass down low to Shea, and it goes off of a Jayhawk defender's foot. Columbia Central ball on the baseline. Daniels inbounds to Partridge. To the top for Adams. Back to the right wing for Daniels. Passes into the corner for Partridge. He'll look to drive from there. No space, but he steps up for a three. Partridge knocks it down. The defender fell down. Partridge used the space to hit that triple. 9-3 Columbia Central. Dukes from the top dribbles into the elbow. Good looking shot, just didn't get it to go. Rebounded by Partridge. Columbia Central back on the attack.
And that might be Columbia's strategy here, is to force them into those long range shots. Maybe they saw something on film that they just are not a strong long range team.
Adams gets into the paint. Couldn't find anybody to pass it out to. And he forces up a shot. It's missed, and it'll stay Columbia Central ball, though. Yeah, Jason, normally I'd tell you, if you can get a good open look from the elbow like Dukes just had, take it every time.
Yeah.
Just didn't knock it down. You got to make them. 3:38 to go here in the first. 9-3 Columbia Central. Partridge gets into Shea, who got really deep. Nice jump hook. Soft touch, and it's 11-3. If Caleb Shea is allowed to get the basketball that deep, Jayhawks are going to be in trouble.
Yeah, definitely on. Not a good idea to get him to any of them down in the low block. Partridge, Shea.
Higgs will dribble in near the free throw line. Fires up, miss. Rebounded by Shea. And Columbia Central quickly up the floor. Adams gets it down to Like, who passes to cutting Shea. Finishes with the left hand. And it is 13-3. And 10-point lead for Columbia Central. 3:06 to go, first quarter. We've got a timeout. Let's take 30 seconds. Back with more. 13-3. The Golden Eagles lead on WKHM.
Back to high school basketball on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Rough shooting here in the first quarter for Vandercook Lake. They trail 13-3, and Jason, looks like they want to drive, they want to penetrate, and Columbia Central's just kind of packing it in. Shoot over the top if you want, but they're not going to give you anything going to the bucket.
Yeah, and I think you hit it right on the head. They're daring them to shoot from long range, and Vandercook's taken a couple of attempts from deep, and they've come up short.
Dukes has it right now, left wing, to the top for Williams. Williams puts it on the deck, gets into the lane, out to Dukes in the corner. They're giving him some space. He'll look to back it down, and that's a nice move by him. Gets deep, partially blocked by Shea, and he'll get the tie up. Caleb Shea using that length to tie it up, and that should be Columbia Central ball.
Yep.
And no, now we're going to override.
Yeah, I think they're going to whistle the foul, and we'll see who that's on. And that's going to be on Samuel
Lake. And that makes sense, Jason, because there might have been some contact. Shea made a really nice play and had the block, but Lake on the weak side help defense commits
contact,
the foul.
Yeah.
Dukes at the stripe. Got it to go. 13-4.
First trip to the line for either team tonight.
.247 remains here in the first quarter. And second free throw is through as well. 13-5. Pressure now by the Jayhawks. And threaded the needle on that pass.
Nice.
Drive, and he'll score it. Are we going to get the blocking foul?
Charge.
Offensive foul.
Oh.
Carson Daniels. Full head of steam. I wasn't sure which way that was going to go. He did make the bucket. They'll wave it off.
Wow, they called that on Like? Wait a minute.
That's a mistake.
Yeah, no, that's got to go on Daniels. I don't know why they would charge that to... Maybe he saw 24 and they charged it to 4.
See if anybody tries to correct him. Passer on the outside now. That's Isaac Clintworth into the game for Vandercook. Dukes has it left wing. Puts it on the deck now to Wilson. Has it poked away by Daniels. He'll chase it down now on the break. No offensive foul on that one. He'll get the layup to go. And he'll score it and draw the contact.
And that's going to go on. Nick Wilson? No. That's got to be on C.J. Adams. Nick Wilson wasn't even on that side of the court. Okay. Now they're going to charge this one to C.J. Adams. That's his first, team second. Now that we got that all sorted out.
He looked like the one who went up to challenge. And you got a challenge, but Daniels just made a great defensive poke away and got the fast break, took it in strong. And he is a strong kid. We saw that in the football season. And here on the basketball court, he's been the aggressor for Columbia Central. Got him out to a 15-5 advantage. Wilson with the basketball for Vandercook. Dribbling left side. Gets a screen. Comes across the top into the lane. Pass off for Dukes down deep. And he missed it.
Got his own rebound.
Easiest look of the night. He got the rebound on the putback. He'll get a touch on the wrist. Enough to disrupt the shot and get him to the free throw line.
It looks like that one's going to go on Caleb Shea. Yep. His first, team's third. Desmond Duke's second trip to the line tonight.
Really a great drive and feed by Wilson to drop it off for Dukes. He had a great look at it and just missed it, but he did keep the effort going, get the offensive rebound, and get himself to the line. Missed the free throw here on the first attempt. Wilson will come out, and Higgs back into the game for Vandercook.
Five-man bench for Vandercook tonight. Dukes gets set for his second attempt from the line.
And that one's good. 15-6 now. Columbia Central with the lead. Full court pressure by the Jayhawks. Columbia has broken it with ease. Precision, really. And there's a dribbling mishap. And that's what happens sometimes with the pressure. You speed them up a little bit. Carson Daniels on the between-the-legs dribble loses out of bounds. And the turnover is created. Dukes will fire for three. Got it. Darius Dukes leading the Jayhawks off the bench. That three-pointer cuts the lead to 6, 15-9, with a minute 39 to go here in the first. Golden Eagles break the pressure. Cross-court pass to Shea. He'll pass it out to Adams. Looks to drive from the wing. Nothing there. Passes away to Shea in the corner, who gets it out to the top for Partridge. Cole comes through to Shea. Passing around. A lot of patience here by the Columbia Central offense, but maybe too much patience. Jason Reichner, the head coach, shouting from the bench. There's a drive from Adams. Gets up into the air. Looks like he had a little contact. No call, but he does get the bucket to go. A floater from about 5 feet. And Columbia Central leads 17-9. Higgs on the drive. Tough shot off the glass. Rebounded by Shea, and he catches Adams on the run, streaking down the floor. Columbia Central pass out for a three for Partridge. Little strong with the long rebound reeled in by Columbia. Partridge on the drive, gets in the lane, blocked by Dukes.
Big block.
Out on the break, Higgs with a great no look, blocked by Shea.
Big time block by Shea.
Battle on the ground. Columbia Central comes out with it. Adams to Like. Oh, knocked away. Jayhawks got it. Pump fake by Higgs. He'll get into the lane, up in the air, double clutch. Body contact, and that foul is going to go against Caleb Shea. With under 30 seconds to go, a wild series there. Ends up with Torrey Higgs at the free throw line for Vandercook.
Yeah, that was everybody everywhere, all hands on deck, scrambling for that one. Higgs finally came away with it. Nice baseline drive and managed to draw the contact and foul number two on Caleb Shea.
Higgs did the right thing going into the trees against the big guy. Didn't shy away where he could stretch out and make a shot block. He went flying in there, and Shea had to commit the contact with the body. Now he goes to the bench with two fouls. And advantage Vandercook on that substitution. Cut the lead down to 7 with Higgs at the line. 17-10 our score. And Higgs gets that one to go. 17-11. Jayhawks cut the lead to 6. They'll keep the full court pressure on with under 30 seconds to go here in the first quarter. Off the bench for Columbia Central is Chase Tompkins. They go in the middle to Daniels. Tompkins gets it. They break the pressure. Daniels will stop and pop from the wing for three. Halfway down before it rattles out. Rebounded by Williams. Wilson running the break for Vandercook up the left side. Into the corner for Dukes for three. Long. Rebound there. Passed out. Good ball rotation there by Vandercook. Nick Wilson loses it momentarily, but he gets it back. And now as time runs out, fires. Wilson a little unaware how much time was left on the clock. So after one, it's 17-11. Let's take a one-minute break. Back with the second quarter on WKHM and WKHM.com.
Back to high school basketball on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Steve Boyle, Jason Smith, 8 minutes on the clock, and we're underway here in the second quarter. Inbound goes to Aiden Adams for Columbia Central with a six-point advantage, 17-11. Man-to-man defense by the Jayhawks. Dukes coming out to meet Adams. Adams looking to drive against him, gets into the lane, and tries to pass it down low. Pass down at the ankles for Lyke, and that'll go out of bounds off of his leg. Vandercook Lake possession. Another substitution for the Golden Eagles. Micah Sonnenberg into the game for his first minutes. Wilson has it for Vandercook Lake, right wing to Clintworth. Now they get it down low to Williams. Lefty move in the lane, goes a little strong, rebounded by Columbia, and they're looking to run immediately. Little too much momentum. Micah Sonnenberg catches the pass and then tries to stop, drags the back foot, and commits a traveling violation.
Just a little too quick there. And that pressure starting to pay dividends for Vandercook now.
Yes. And Columbia kind of wanted to push it, but now they're a little out of control. Nice screen and roll.
Oh, he walked.
And he took a step. One too many, but a nice pick and roll. If they can get that going tonight, that's going to be a kind of a play that can get them some buckets and some open looks.
Yeah, when
Wilson and Williams running that pick and roll.
When you're a big guy like that and you see the lane open up as big as it did, there's a steal by Nick Wilson. Your eyes light up.
Running the break into the corner to Dukes. He'll drive from there. Up and under move. Got a good look at it. He can't score it, but he does draw a foul. And Dukes making his hay at the free throw line tonight. A couple trips there so far.
That foul on Samuel Lake, his second, team's fifth. Darius Dukes, 3-for-4 from the line tonight.
As Dukes hits. Jason, we mentioned neither team with a real deep bench. So as you see Columbia Central start getting guys with a couple fouls at this point, they're going to really have to watch those because they've only got 8 active tonight.
Yeah, that one's going to be tough to manage minutes as it is. You get into foul trouble and it makes it 10 times harder.
As Dukes hits from the stripe, 17-13. Except for trailing by as much as 10. They cut the lead to 4. Doing a good job against that press until they get in the half court. Columbia Central now moving the ball around the perimeter. Partridge has it left wing. He'll look to drive from there. Dribbles in into the corner for Tompkins. He'll drive baseline. Double clutch jumper from the baseline. Missed it off the side of the backboard. Rebound chased down by the Jayhawks, and they'll look to attack. Wilson, left wing. That's Clintworth. There's an open look on the baseline. Set his feet and knocked it down. Jumper for Gavin Cooper, the sophomore. And it's 17-15. Jayhawks getting down. Back in there. Keeping the full court pressure on. Partridge has it. Micah Sonnenberg now. Gives to Adams. Aiden looking from the top. Trying to find something in the paint. Now he'll dribble drive. To the elbow for Partridge. He gets into the lane, gets it up, and forces one. Tough shot. Wanted some contact on that, too, but he did get the jumper to go. 19-15.
Nice drive move.
Spin and finish and draw the foul. Jeff Adams on the quick move. Chance to cut the lead to 1 with the free throw here. 19-17 with under 6 minutes to go in the second quarter.
That foul goes on Cole Partridge, his first, team sixth. looking to cut it to one here.
Higgs, Wilson, Dukes, Cooper, and Adams at the line. He hits the free throw. We got a one-point game. So they rush down the floor too quickly. They take off the full court pressure. Now they're trapped at half court. Sonnenberg gets it out of the trap. And now they'll get out to the top for Partridge. He'll drive from there into the air. Off the high glass. Gets that layup to go. Partridge stretches the lead back out to three. Here come Higgs quickly. Up the floor, up and under.
Wow.
Got it!
Wow! Nice up and under move by Higgs.
Just a flick of the wrist. Off the high glass and it goes in. 21-20. Nice job by Adams to get out of that trap. Into the corner for Daniels. He'll pass out to Partridge. High post for Adams. Turns to the drive. Jump hook. Missed everything. Rebounded by Dukes. And here come the Jayhawks with a chance to take the lead for the first time tonight. Higgs out to Wilson. Fires for three. Got it!
Nice
Nick Wilson!
Beat.
23-21 and the Jayhawks have come from 10 down to lead by 2 with 5:03 to go in the first half. They'll take a 30-second timeout. Let's take a 30-second break ourselves on WKHM and WKHM.com.
Back to high school basketball on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Steve Boyle, Jason Smith, Andrew Cook Lake hosting Columbia Central tonight. And after trailing by as many as 10 in the first quarter, the Jayhawks have come all the way back to take a 23-21 lead as they keep the full court pressure on. Partridge will inbound, gets it to Sonnenberg, goes back to Partridge. Partridge attacking, now gets it to Aiden Adams, who goes to cross court to Daniels. Toss it out of bounds, another turnover for the Golden Eagles. The Jayhawks pressure paying dividends. Under 5 minutes to go in the half, they lead by two with the basketball. Torrey Higgs works his way right wing. Now to the top for Wilson. Swings it over to Adams. Adams on the drive.
Nice move.
He's shown he's been able to finish some tough ones near the basket. 25-21. Adams coming across the lane with the tough finger roll under duress. Gets it to go. Columbia working the ball around the perimeter right now. They've gone ice cold shooting the basketball. Aiden Adams from the left wing to Cole Partridge at the top. Now right wing for Sonnenberg. Trying to get Daniels down low. Great box out by Daniels. And he's been able to finish at the basket with regularity. 25-23. Good offensive possession by Columbia.
Good low post play there.
Leaving Wilson alone for three. He fires. No good. Partridge rebounds. Looking up the floor as he dribbles. Gets it to Adams. Now left wing for Sonnenberg. Gets down low to Daniels again. And the pass knocked away by Cooper. And as he dives on the loose ball, he'll lay on the out-of-bounds line. And that'll be a turnover, but Columbia Central ball.
That'll get Clintworth and Verlandez-Williams off the bench for the Jayhawks.
Loving the effort tonight by both squads.
Yeah.
Daniels into Partridge. He'll fire for three from the wing. Rattles in and out. Sonnenberg with the offensive rebound. Off to Tompkins, gets right side for Adams. Now to the top for Chase Tompkins. Drops it off for Sonnenberg, and they'll get the call from the bench. Sonnenberg dribbles left wing. Back to the top for Partridge. Gets an open look. Three, no. Off the heel, Sonnenberg chased down another offensive rebound. Tompkins out near the wing, and he looks to go to Partridge. Errant pass out of bounds. Vandercook Lake ball. They continue to pressure those passing lanes.
Yeah, tenacious defense, I was just about to say, has caused some mistakes, mental errors. They're not really getting any intercepted passes or knockaways. It's just been errant passes and a little bit too rushed in the offense for Columbia.
Higgs behind the back move, kind of a screen and roll there with Williams. Drops it off for Dukes. Now he gets it down low to Williams. Mismatch, double teamed. Great feed by Williams to a cutting Adams, and Columbia Central gives up another bucket. 27-23, the Jayhawks lead is four with under 3 minutes to go first half. Pressure continues, a knockaway by Adams. Tried to get up the floor to speeding Torrey Higgs. He saves it, but into the hands of Chase Tompkins, who passes up the floor to Partridge.
And they threw it away.
Just outside of the just out of the reach of his stretched fingers. 27-23, we got 2:45 to go here in the half.
And that'll get C.J. Adams off the bench for the Jayhawks.
Caleb Shea comes back in the game with two fouls. Cole Partridge will get a break. And you get Alex Taylor into the tilt now for the Golden Eagles. Taylor had a chance at a steal. They're going to trap on Clintworth and get a knock away, but it'll go out of bounds. Jayhawk ball. Higgs will come pass in from the sideline. Passes in to C.J. Adams, who hands off to Higgs. Adams left wing now looking down low to Williams. Double teamed on the low block. Passes across to Dukes. Great feed to Higgs, who will drive from there. Tries to feed across court to Williams. Good help side by Adams, but a little late. Instead of stealing it, he just knocks it out of bounds.
Yeah, Shea right there. Adams right there as well. Last second decision to pass it by Higgs.
Higgs will inbound to Adams. Adams looks to go baseline, spins on the baseline, and a tie-up by Aiden Adams. And possession arrow is for Vandercook.
And we'll get another substitution as Higgs will take a seat. Nick Wilson back into the game.
2:12 remains here in the first half. Wilson will inbound from the baseline for the Jayhawks. Gets it into Clintworth right outside the arc. On the right wing, he'll pass it to Wilson, and Wilson will set things up deep right wing. Now he dribbles to the right side, gets into the lane, and they get reaching. I think it's going to go against Sonnenberg.
Yes, it will. You are correct. Just his first, team seventh.
And we get a 1-1 here for the Jayhawks. They lead 27-23, 2:01 on our first half clock. Stay tuned at the halftime for Denny's Restaurant. Take a look at the first half stats and set things up for the second half as Wilson hits the first. Front end of that 1-1, earns himself another shot. Partridge back up off the bench. And Aiden Adams and Micah Sonnenberg will go to the bench. Tompkins back in.
We'll see Andrew Frome check in for the Jayhawks.
Wilson's free throw is good. Knocks down the pair, 29-23, a six-point Jayhawk lead. Still pressuring, and a knockaway by Dukes. Partridge will recover it for Columbia. Right wing, Chase Tompkins getting pressured over there, and he'll try to pass out of that, and we got a whistle. And it's going to be a foul.
Yeah. That is away from the ball on Isaac Clintworth. Just the team's third for Vandercook.
Wow. Inbound and a near-errant passer by Taylor. Tompkins able to reel it in. Goes to that elbow area for Partridge. He'll pass back out to Daniel. Right wing now for Tompkins. He's doubled out there.
And stepped out of bounds.
Turnover. No.
No.
Illegal pick.
Yeah.
No, they called on Tompkins.
Wow. Okay.
Unexpected. No free throws on the offensive foul. A minute and a half to go. 29-23, a six-point Jayhawk lead with a chance to add to it. Wilson working from the left wing to the top for Frome, who works his way right side. Now back out to top for Clintworth. And there's a steal. Daniels right in the passing lane. Up the floor quickly, and a nice finish by Chase Daniels. He's having a nice game tonight. Carson Daniels, excuse me.
Vanderhoof looking to slow things down on the offensive end across the timeline.
29-25. Fromm dribbling into the high post. Out to Dukes. Dukes to Wilson. Pump fakes the three. Dribbles into the free throw area. Pass back out to Fromm. Now he'll look to attack. All the way to the bucket. Lefty finish. No good. Wilson. Williams right there for the rebound. And Verlandez Williams with the putback. 31-25. 34 seconds. Alex Taylor
trying to pass it to the ref.
Yeah, that official looked like he was a streaking Golden Eagle to Taylor's eyes, and that's a turnover. He hits the Vandercook Lake lighted sign on the scorer's table. 31-25 with 30 seconds left in the half. Vanderkirk looks like they're going to hold for one. Darius Dukes hands off to Isaac Clintworth. Clintworth to Wilson, left wing. Now to the top for Verlandez Williams. He'll dribble left side, hands off to Clintworth. 15 seconds. Back to Dukes. 11 seconds. Looks like he's waiting for an opportunity to attack. 7 seconds. He'll go to drive into the lane. Got too deep. Shot it off the back of the backboard, and good defense by the Golden Eagles. 3.3 left for them here in the first half. Find something quick. They trail 31-25. It goes into Alex Taylor. Dribbles up to half court. Flings from there. No good. Off the top of the backboard. 31-25, our halftime score. After getting out to a hot start, the Golden Eagles struggled against that Vandercook Lake press. And the Jayhawks lead 31-25 at the half. Let's take 2 minutes, and we'll come back and take a look at the first half stats on WKHM and WKHM.com. Halftime brought to you by Denny's Restaurant.
Back to high school basketball on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Steve Boyle, Jason Smith on the half for Denny's Restaurant. These burgers are from Denny's?
Yeah.
It's not a question. After you have some of those burgers, it's not a question you'll ask.
It is a statement.
You'll be, yeah, these burgers are from Denny's.
Yeah.
Dog. People say that still.
What?
Halftime for Denny's Restaurants here on WKHM. 31-25, our halftime score. Columbia Central came out. Seemed like they were the more prepared team in the early going, Jason, but adjustments from Vandercook Lake's bench. They turned on the aggression, got the full court pressure on, and that seemed to speed up Columbia Central, and it also seemed to energize Vandercook Lake.
Yeah, it seemed like they were trying to get out and run the floor, push the pace offensively, then defensively forcing them to take shots from the perimeter. And it started to work well early on, and then Vandercook decided to turn up the temperature defensively, which then led to easier buckets offensively when they went to that full court press, forced Columbia into a lot of mistakes, and they moved to a tempo that they really didn't want to run at, and then Vandercook translated that into a ton of points in the second quarter.
Yeah, and it just seemed like once they started pressuring on defense, that Vandercook Lake offense just got more and more frantic, which helped them create some space and find some open looks, and you saw some nice moves by, well, Darius Dukes came out and gave them a scoring punch when they needed it early. You saw a nice effort by Jeff Adams to also get some stuff done going to the basket for Vandercook Lake. And he got him the lead there. Let's go ahead and look at the numbers specifically, Jason.
Yeah, we'll start with Columbia Central because it was a pretty lopsided scoring effort for them. You had Carson Daniels with 10, Cole Partridge with 9, Caleb Shea with 4, and then Aiden Adams chipping in a pair in the first quarter. And really, just 8 points in the second quarter, four apiece by Carson Daniels and Cole Partridge.
Missed several, and I think if he gets that shot to start going down, that makes a difference for Columbia Central and what they like to do. Caleb Shea got into a little foul trouble early, but managed to avoid picking up that third personal, so he'll be able to come out with a little more confidence. I think he gives them a little extra wrinkle, too, offensively. A little something extra to watch for if you're the Vandercook Lake defense. How did the Jayhawks fill out the scoring sheet?
Well, the Jayhawks were a bit more balanced in their effort. You had Jeff Adams leading the way with 10. He had just 3 in the first quarter, scored 7 in that second quarter to lead the way. 7 points out of Darius Dukes, who had 6 in the first quarter, did most of his damage there. And then you had Torrey Higgs with 4, Gavin Cooper with a pair, and Verlandez Williams added a bucket late in the second quarter for his 2.
Yeah, Williams hasn't done a ton in the scoring sheet, but it's easy to see why he's a freshman up here on the varsity.
Yeah.
Gives him great size and athleticism and fantastic effort. And he's been there on the defensive end. He's been there offensive rebounds. So we'll see him for sure blossom into a nice player, I think, down the road here for Vandercook Lake. 31-25 our score at the half. The Jayhawks, after trailing early, took the lead late in the half and held on to it here. Let's go ahead and take a 3-minute break, and we'll come back and set things up for the second half. Halftime brought to you by Denny's Restaurant.
Back to high school basketball on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
No, I didn't think it's a... Deboyle, Jason Smith at the half. Just under a minute here ticking away on our halftime clock as the team's on the floor warming up. Actually, Columbia Central's gathered near the bench to get things ready for the second half. They got out to an early lead but relinquished it. I imagine they talked over a little bit about what to do against that pressure in the halftime, Jason, and how to calm things down. And I think they want to get back to packing in that defense and seeing if Vander Cook wants to shoot over them.
Yeah, they really had a great job early on against that full court pressure. Streaking by himself, stolen away by Cole Partridge.
Partridge in the lane, he'll look up the floor. There's Adams near midcourt. Floats it into the high post, but good job fronting by Wilson. Knocked away, Partridge there to recover it. Gets to Shea, working outside the arc. Tries to float it into Like, who battles his way in, scoops it, scores it, and draws the whistle. He had to battle to catch that basketball and to get into that paint where he scooped it. And nice job by Like.
Yeah, nice little up and under move after he came down with the ball. That foul going to be charged to Darius Dukes, his first.
Chance for 3 points for Like. Missed it, rebounded by Williams. Vander Cook pushing the tempo up the right side. Wilson, now he'll get out to the top for Dukes. Pauses for a moment, dribbles into the lane. Now back out to Wilson. He'll look to attack, cross the floor to Adams. Adams passes across to Dukes, dribbles into that elbow. And a nice jumper by Dukes. He knocks that one down. Dribbles into the right elbow and just pull-up jumper with some space and knocks it down. Pressure still by Vander Cook. Like has in the middle. Gets to Partridge, who gets in to Adams. Adams dribbles across the top. Now he'll get it back to Partridge, right wing. Trying to get down to Shea on the low block. Goes to work, jump hook. Goes glass, missed it. Shea chases down the rebound. Back out to Daniels. And the Eagles will reset. Left wing for Like. Drives into the elbow, now passes out to Adams. Adams crossover dribble against Dukes. Dribbles back out left side. Dukes gets his hand on the ball, knocks it away, passes great feed to Wilson, passes back to Dukes, blocked by Partridge.
Big time block.
Wow, what a play by Cole Partridge. Into the lane, Dukes coast to coast, and just rattles out on the floater. And now Vander Cook back up the other side. Higgs will drive. Great feed across the lane to Williams, but he missed it. Partridge out ahead of everyone. Duke's going to chase him down. Double clutch hanging nice. In the air, and Partridge with the finish off the glass.
Nice move by Partridge to finish that one off.
Nice conditioning there, too, to stay active on that back and forth probably four times in the span of a few seconds. Higgs takes a triple, bounces up off the rim and hits the support, and that'll be out of bounds. Columbia Central basketball, 33-29 with 5:37 to go. Second half of our game is brought to you by our friends at Minuteman Sewer and Drain Cleaning. They clean drains others can't.
Yeah, they do.
Full court pressure still by the Jayhawks. Nice job breaking it by Columbia Central. Adams all the way to the bucket. They had numbers, and he finishes 33-31. They cut the lead back to two. Torrey Higgs at the top of the key. Left side for Wilson. Almost taken away by Aiden Adams. Dukes at the top of the key. Dribbles, takes a dribble inside. Pulls up jumper. Missed it. Rebounded by Partridge, but ripped away by Adams. He's blocked on the putback. Dukes comes through and gets the offensive rebound. Putback is good. Loving these plays where we'll get a shot block and somebody else is there to recover. It's entertaining basketball here at Vander Cook Lake tonight. Full court pressure up to Daniels. Daniels looking to feed across the lane to Light. Would have been a difficult pass to complete, and it's nearly stolen, knocked out of bounds. Columbia Central basketball on the baseline.
Gavin Cooper going to check on in for Vander Cook. And good transition game for both teams right now.
Under 5 minutes to go here in the third quarter. Carson Daniels in the corner dribbles out to Adams. Back to Partridge left wing. Now back out to Adams. The play call comes from the bench. Looking for a down low to Like. Takes his time, puts it up strong, and got it to go. Good job by Adams on the defense to disrupt the shot but not commit a foul. Tries to pass down low, and nice catch and turn and finish as Cooper drop steps. Gavin Cooper with two off the glass. Some great plays by both teams right now. Having a fun game here. Columbia Central's got that press break down to a science. To like at the high post. Out to Daniels. Open look for three. Got it. Big shot. Carson Daniels from the left wing. Lead is just one for Vandercook Lake. Higgs will look to add to it. Great drive and finished by Torrey Higgs.
Had a wide open lane and he took big advantage of it there.
First step too fast for Columbia. They keep the full court pressure. Nearly a steal. Dukes with active hands almost knocked it away. Lake's got it and gets to Adams. Golden Eagles crossover by Adams into the lane. Passes out to Daniels. Open look. Pump fakes the three. Now he'll look to drive. Gets in off the glass. Great finish. Carson Daniels shooting a high percentage tonight. Keeps the lead at just one for Vandercook. Wilson, great drive and pass to Dukes.
Beautiful feed.
Nice soft touch by Darius Dukes in the lane. And we'll get a timeout. It's a full timeout. Let's take 30 seconds here. We're 3:18 to go third quarter. It's 41-38. Vandercook leads on WKHM.
Back to high school basketball on WKHM. Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
.318 to go here, third quarter. Our second half brought to you by Minuteman Sewer and Drain Cleaning. 41-38. Both teams. Just great efficiency here in the quarter, Jason.
Yeah, strong shooting from both teams. Good defensive effort on both sides of the ball. A lot of blocks. A lot of rebounding on the glass. A couple of takeaways. Strong pressure by Vandercook. Columbia really stepping up their half-court defensive game, too.
Exciting brand of basketball we're seeing on the floor tonight. Vandercook Lake sets up their full court pressure. Columbia Central with the ball. Adams, Partridge in the middle. Left side for Adams. Partridge goes to that middle. Guy is like Adams coming up left side. Gets at the left wing out to Partridge. He's got room to fire for three from the top of the key. And he hits. Cole Partridge knocks it down. We're tied at 41.
Quick trigger there by Partridge.
Clintworth for three on the other end. Left it short. Rebound. Battled, and Lyke will steal it away. Adams up the right sideline for Columbia Central. One and done on that possession for Vandercook. Adams drives off the glass. Missed. Rebound tapped out by Lyke to Caleb Shea. He'll hand off to Cole Partridge. Working left wing. He'll dribble out, getting some space. Goes to Adams. As the call comes from the Columbia bench. Adams dribbles left wing. Looking down low for Lyke. Great job to post up. Nice footwork and a good move. Missed on the bunny, though. Rebounded by Vandercook, and Wilson pushes the tempo. Left side for Clintworth. Passes off to Wilson. He'll get into the lane. Drops it off for Cooper. Out to Adams. Finds Dukes at the top. Gets into that elbow. Blocked on the pull-up jumper. Nice defense, Daniels. Right wing for Wilson into the lane. Floats it from the elbow. Missed.
Yeah, he missed everything.
Missed everything. Lyke pulls the loose ball and out to Partridge. 41-41 tie with 2 minutes to go third quarter. Adams dribbles left wing. Aiden Adams picked up there by Jeff Adams.
Big three!
And a three-point bucket again.
He's
Cole Partridge
feeling it.
Getting some rhythm. Adams just a step inside the arc, pulls up, missed. Rebounded by Lyke. Samuel Lyke, and it's a three-point Columbia lead, 44-41. Partridge on the drive, spin move, off the glass. And they wanted to travel, and he almost did, but he stopped on a dime.
Yeah, he did.
Great control by Cole Partridge. And 46-41 with a timeout from the Vandercook bench. It's a 30-second timeout. We'll keep it here. Second half brought to you by Minuteman Sewer and Drain Cleaning. They open drains, others can't. Also on the broadcast tonight, Northwest Community Schools. Jimmy's Towing, our pregame sponsor. Mm-hmm. Candy's Busy Bee Cafe. I'm due for a breakfast over there pretty soon.
I am too. Matter of fact.
Seymour Ford.
Did you see the 2020 Ford Mustang, the Shelby GT500?
You know what? I saw a headline and I didn't click on it.
It is illegal in Japan already. Hasn't even been released yet. It's already banned. It's fast.
I hear that in Japan, like, the police cars are wildly underpowered.
Yes.
So they often just have to let speeding cars go.
Yep.
And I guess to have it come from the factory that way, it makes sense for them to get out ahead of it and say, you know what, you just can't have those here. We're back underway. High post to Cooper. Pulls up from the free throw line. Missed. Rebound. And Lyke is battling down there. give it up for Samuel Reich on the hustle play. Comes away with a loose ball and draws the foul.
Man, he has been very intense down in the low block and on the defensive glass in this one. That foul going to go against Gavin Cooper, his first, team second.
I'll tell you, he's taking a beating, and it's not a, you know, it's not a legal contact or anything, Jason. It's just he's got to work down there, and he has been. He put on his hard hat and got to work. Partridge fires for three, a little heat check there, quick trigger. Missed the mark. 46-41, though, the lead for Columbia as Vandercook comes back. Higgs. So C.J. Adams in the left wing back to the top, and Higgs. And it looks like Columbia's setting up in a little bit of a zone defense now. Cooper gets it down low. Caleb Shea, great job to keep his feet and get the arms up and block the shot. He comes up with a loose ball. Gets it to Adams, 37 seconds to go third quarter. A five-point lead for Columbia Central with the basketball. Higgs is going to come out and pressure Adams, looking for a steal. Almost got it. Adams holds on to it. Coming across, they'll double him. Over left wing for Partridge. Back out to Adams, 19 seconds. Adams into the lane. Blocked!
Oh, and they're going to whistle him for the foul.
Unless he hit him with his leg. I don't like that call at all.
I don't either.
Cooper went up and challenged the shot from Adams and seemed to get nothing but ball.
Yeah, I would agree with you on that one. That's going to be his second, team's third. MHSAA.com, your place to go if you want to be an official.
Aiden Adams hits the free throw. 16.8 seconds to go, our third quarter. 47-41 now, Columbia Central's lead out to six. Can make it seven with this free throw, left short. Rebounded Daniels. Goes back up, left that short, rebounded by C.J. Adams, and Vandercook will get 10 seconds to get a shot off here in the end of the third. Higgs into the lane, all the way to the bucket, and Caleb Shea tries to step and take the charge, and he goes down to the deck, but they'll call the blocking foul against him. And Higgs really just avoided the contact, and Shea kind of had to lean in and create the contact, so that's where the foul comes from. Higgs goes live for free throws with 5.3 seconds left in the third quarter.
Caleb Shea having a conversation with the officials when he slammed his hands down on the deck. Got the mean mug from one and a laugh from the other as Higgs hits the first.
Yeah, we've seen some quick whistles on that. If you're demonstrative, they will.
Yeah.
They will tee you right up. Third foul for Caleb Shea. He goes to the bench for the final 5.3 of the third. I imagine we'll see him back in quickly to start the fourth as Higgs misses that free throw. Rebounded Partridge, 4 seconds. Up to Daniels. Stops the fire from three. He's going to miss everything. Got a little bit of the backboard there as the buzzer goes off. Three of them in the books. 8 minutes to go, 47-42. Columbia Central leads. 1 minute break, and we're back on WKHM.
Back to high school basketball on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Underway here in the fourth. Zone defense by Columbia Central, leaving Dukes open at the wing, and he pops for three, and the lead's back down to two.
17 bench points now for Darius Dukes.
Full court pressure. Nice job to break by Columbia. Baseline drive by Daniels. Puts it up strong, but weird angle, goes over the basket and rebounded by Vandercook, so they get the stop. Coming back down, Higgs drives in out to Clintworth. Clintworth will dribble back to the top, right side for Wilson. And Chase Tompkins gets the steal, dives in for the loose ball, grabbed his leg. So Tompkins will get whistled for the foul. That was just a hair away from being a fantastic play. Instead, it's a whistle. If he doesn't grab his leg on the play, that's a fantastic steal and hustle play.
Yeah, it is.
High post for Dukes out to Wilson. Open for three. Fires. No. Rebounded Partridge. Gets it out to Chase Tompkins. Tompkins will go across to Adams. Adams, quick cross court to Partridge. He'll drive into the lane. Floats. Got it. Tough shot by Partridge, and he gets it to roll in. Vandercook wasting no time up the floor, and Dukes gets it on the low block, and Daniels trying to reach back and knock it away. Commits the foul, so Dukes gets the bucket and a chance to make it the old-fashioned three-point play. Cut the lead to one. 49-47 our score. Columbia Central with a two-point advantage with Dukes at the line.
And that's now 21 points for Cole Partridge. And how about 19 for Darius Dukes?
Off the bench.
Yeah.
Free throw missed. Rebounded by Samuel Like. Hands off to Adams. Wilson will pick him up at three-quarter court. He'll pass it up to Chase Tompkins. 6:45 left in our second half, brought by Minuteman Sewer and Drain Cleaning. High post for Like. Has it knocked away. Gets it back. Trying to clear some space. Good hands by Williams. Knocks it away. Dukes picks it up. Takes it into the basket. Off the high glass, but he draws another foul, and that's going to go against Like.
Yeah, that's going to be number three on him. That last foul on Carson Daniels, his second.
Dukes has been has found a home at the line throughout the game tonight.
Yeah, he's 5-for-7 tonight.
6:31 to go in our game here. He could tie it up. Got that one. Slow dribbles at the line here for Dukes. Toes the free throw line. Shots up, and he knocked it down, and we're tied again. 49-49. Game of runs tonight. Adams trapped in the corner, knocked away, and they'll call last touch on the Jayhawks. And the official pointing for Partridge to go over to the other side. I always love when the guy's so into the what he's going to do when he gets the ball. He's not sure where to stand. Over the top to Adams, attacking Columbia Central. Step back three for Daniels. No. Long rebound. Chased down by Dukes. He's on the break again. Missed it. Williams with a strong rebound. Hernandez Williams put back. Gives the Jayhawks a two-point lead with 6 minutes to go. Aiden Adams double team behind the back pass, dribble. Skip pass across to Daniels, who will drive. Gets all the way in, blocked by Williams, but he got him on the arm.
Yeah, just a little bit of contact there for Verlandez Williams. That is foul number one, team foul number four.
There's got to be no one in foul trouble for the Jayhawks.
Gavin Cooper's got two, if you want to count that.
Carson Daniels at the line, and he hits. Carson Daniels has been a nice player tonight for the Golden Eagles.
Indeed he has. He's got 16 tonight.
A couple of blocked shots, some rebounds. And that free throw rattles in and out. 51-50, Jayhawks lead with the basketball. Wilson from the wing out to Higgs for three in the corner. Missed. Rebounded Like again. Samuel Like all over the boards down there. Partridge to Tompkins. Gets to Like. Swings around to Sonnenberg in the game. Into the corner for Partridge. He'll drive baseline. Goes up. Missed. Dukes with the rebound. Quickly up the right side for Higgs. Dribbles in. Now steps back out. Double team. Dukes alone at the top of the key for three. No. Rebound reeled in by Tompkins. He'll look to attack up the left side. Dribbles back to the middle. Great feed across to Partridge. Partially blocked by Dukes. And he gets the loose ball and chases it down. Who's going to touch it last? Looks like it's going to go out on Columbia Central.
Yeah, good hustle play there by Cole Partridge.
Probably lucky he didn't get a foul, really.
Yeah,
though.
He really was.
They just give him the basketball. With 5:13 to go, it's a 51-50 Jayhawks lead.
Very quick played game so far.
High post for Dukes out to Wilson. Back to the top for Higgs. Dukes still set up there at the high post. Wilson right wing. Back out to Higgs. Back to Wilson in the wing. Back to Higgs. A little two-man basketball here against the Columbia Central zone. And the high post for Dukes out to Higgs for three. No. Rebound. Tapped and rebound. Offensive rebound. Been put back by Verlandez Williams. And now you're seeing that height advantage on plays like that where you've got Dukes and Williams both down there at about 6'3".
We're going to get a whistle on Nick Wilson, his second. Just the team's fifth.
Vandercook Lake pressure. Wilson will get called for the contact. Tompkins inbounds to Partridge. Back to Tompkins. They'll look to trap him. Dribbles out of it to Partridge. Now it's over midcourt. Sonnenberg dribbles and passes to Partridge. Wilson looked to step through and steal. Didn't get it. Sonnenberg on the drive. Drops it off for Like. Will pass out to Tompkins. Baseline for Sonnenberg. Into the corner for Tompkins. Looking down low for Like. Nothing there. And now Tompkins will float it down to Like. Double teamed. Tries to power it up. Great job by Like to hold his pivot foot. He'll get to the line for a pair.
We'll see who this is whistled on.
He kind of got trapped down low, Jason, with nowhere to go. So the fact that he was even able to find some space to get off the glass, really an effort play.
Yeah, definitely a big-time effort play there. Darius Dukes is the one who's going to get whistled for it. You had him and Verlandez Williams right in his face.
As Like hits from the line. 53-51, two-point Jayhawk lead. 4:03 remains.
Sorry, Steve, that bucket makes the Golden Eagles 3-for-6 from the line.
And that one goes too. Lead back down to one, 53-52. Jayhawks with the basketball quickly up the floor. Baseline drive by Higgs out to Adams. Jeff Adams, we haven't seen much from him in the second half. And he fires one over to Wilson over his head and into the bleachers over there in the student section. Jayhawks turnover.
Not 10 rows deep. That kid's on the JV team, so.
Jayhawks try full court pressure. Partridge streaking up the floor, and Adams chases it down and nearly creates the turnover, but he did get some contact. Looks like they're going to reach in against Jeff Adams.
We will, and that is just his first foul, but it's the team's seventh, so that'll send the Golden Eagles to the line for the rest of the game.
Important trip for Partridge here. Can give the Golden Eagles the lead. 3:50 remains in the second half for Minuteman, Sewer, and Drain, and Partridge hits the front end. Earns a second attempt.
And that's just his first free throw of the night. Now he's 22, looking to make it 23 here with the back end.
Left that one short. Rebound tap to Williams, and we're tied at 53 with 3:48 to go. Vandercook up the floor quickly. Adams drops off to Higgs in the corner. He'll go out to the top for Dukes. They'll double him up there. He dribbles out of it, gets down low. Lefty finish. Nice drive by Darius Dukes.
He's got 21 now also.
Pressure by the Jayhawks. Good job by Columbia to break that. They'll leave Tompkins alone. He'll fire for three from the wing. Off the heel, rebounded by Dukes. Gets it out to Higgs. He'll push it up the floor for Vandercook. Crossover into the lane. Tries to pass out to Wilson. Good hands. Tompkins knocked away, and that'll go back court. And the over and back by the Jayhawks.
They're going to say it was off of Darius Dukes' foot.
Yeah, it hit. I didn't know if it was Dukes, but it did hit a Jayhawks
player. Not Dukes,
player.
Excuse me, Torrey Higgs.
Yeah, it did hit a Jayhawks player. Columbia Central with the basketball, trailing by two, 3:05 to go. And Sonnenberg almost loses it. Gets it away to Partridge. Partridge doubled out to Sonnenberg. Across to Tompkins, into the corner for Carson Daniels. He'll get it out to the top for Sonnenberg. Floats it into the high post for Light. Out to Daniels. Pump fakes the triple. Drives off the glass. Couldn't get it to go, but he did get Wilson into the air, and that's going to be a foul against Vandercook.
You see them be a little bit more aggressive with that dribble penetration move, trying to draw contact. That's going to be number three on Nick Wilson. And that will send Carson Daniels to the line for 1-1.
And he misses that one. That was on the shot, Jason, so he does get two free throws.
Well, there you go.
Missed the first one. Caleb Shea back into the game. 2:47 to go. 55-53 Jayhawk lead. Daniels can cut it to one with this free throw attempt. And that one will rattle in. 1-point game, 55-54. Vandercook up the floor quickly. Higgs for three. Partially blocked. No, he gets it to go. Big three by Torrey Higgs. 4-point lead. Columbia Central. Carson Daniels doubled. He tries to duck in between the double team. And we'll get a whistle.
Yeah, he got Torrey Higgs in the lower abdomen area. And the trainer will come out.
So polite way to put it.
That foul going to be on Sam Lyke, his fourth. That is team foul number five. Haig's going to walk it off.
2:31 left in this tilt, 58-54. Jayhawks with a four-point lead on the big three there by Torrey Higgs. And it looked like Partridge maybe came flying through and got a little piece of it, but
yeah,
didn't do enough to make a miss. Daniels at the line. Love the leadership from Cole Partridge that you'll see out on the floor. Jason's constantly talking to his teammates, encouragement, sometimes criticism, sometimes a helpful hint. 58-54 as Carson Daniels toes the free throw line. Three dribbles, spins the ball, free throw is up, and it's out. Rebounded Darius Dukes, 2:28. Columbia Central is running out of time. Higgs with a drive, passes through to Adams for three. No. Long rebound, though. Grabbed by Clintworth, and he'll drop it down to Williams. Williams banging with Shea, missed the shot. Rebounded by Samuel Lyke. Who else? Into the corner for Daniels. Dribbles all the way out to the top. Pump fakes a pass now over to Partridge, right wing. Into the corner for Daniels. Steps back to the three-pointer. Now it'll go down low to Shea. Cross the lane.
Nice
great feed to Lyke.
Beautiful pass.
Samuel Lyke found an open spot, cut into it, and gets himself a layup on a great pass by Caleb Shea. Lead is just two with 1:48 to go. Jayhawks in the half court. Torrey Higgs into the high post for Dukes. Back out to Higgs. Patience here by the Jayhawk offense. High post for Dukes out to Jeff Adams. At the right wing, he'll get to Higgs at the top. Now you start to see some pressure from the Golden Eagles. Shea tries to get out and steal the pass. Dukes on the drive. Missed the shot. Rebound. Battled. Tapped. Last touch.
I think they're going to...
Jayhawks.
Yeah. That's going to be Jayhawk basketball as Aiden Adams comes back into the game. Looked like they were trying to run a little bit of a triangle offense at the high point. Or the high post, rather. Through Desmond Dukes.
It's nice when
Darius Dukes.
It's nice when they get that high post for Dukes because he's got a couple options. He can he'll look to pass, he'll look to drop step and drive it. And he's done a great job from there all night long to lead the Jayhawks scoring attack. Lyke moves down the baseline. Oh, could have got him for
blocked.
A travel there. He's blocked on the shot and he tries to come through and recover the loose ball. And he'll commit the foul, but no criticism of the effort there by Samuel Lyke.
Yeah, absolutely not. Just a great effort play right there for him.
When he gets doubled down low like that, he's got to find something to do besides force up a shot. 1:03 to go. It's 58-56. The Jayhawks have a two-point lead and the basketball. Solid position to be in if you're Torrey Higgs. They're going to come out and guard him closely, make him get rid of it. There's Williams back out to Higgs. Crossover dribble into the lane. Drops it down low to Williams. He lost the handle out of bounds. No need to push the tempo like that. No, they won't.
Yeah, they're going to give that ball back
to Vandercook. I didn't see anyone touch it. It looked like it just went off Williams' hands. Higgs to inbound from the baseline, 43.9. Drops it into Dukes. Deep. Lefty put up, and he gets it to go.
Nice little scoop there.
Just kind of a like the low sky hook somehow, like not the sky, the ground hook. Gets his guy on the outstretched arms. Columbia Central, Aiden Adams using up a lot of time here. 23 seconds, Parker.
Got to get a shot off
here. Daniels. Dukes tries to get the steal. Daniels fires for three, missed. Rebounded by Higgs up the right side.
Got a
foul.
Lead
by four. They got a foul near steal by Lyke, but they'll commit the foul, and Higgs will go to the line.
And I believe if that's going to go against
No, that's
Lyke.
Only six.
Yeah. Lyke's going to foul out here, though. He'll finish the night with 8 points.
And we don't keep rebounds, Jason, but he's got to have a dozen at least.
Oh, for sure. Just a monster game for Lyke. And that'll get Micah Sonnenberg off the bench and into the game. And we'll get a timeout from the Vandercook bench.
Go ahead and take a 30-second break. 13.7 left, 60-56. Vandercook Lake leads on WKHM and WKHM.com.
What makes a restaurant a gathering place for families, businesses, and friends? Well, everything you'll find at Candy's Busy Bee Cafe. Candy and her crew are the kind of people who get birthday cards for the regulars. Candy's Busy Bee Cafe is the kind of place you'll want to come back to after just one visit. Tableside service, great conversations, incredible staff, and tremendous food with breakfast served from open to close. Become a regular today at Candy's Busy Bee Cafe in downtown Jackson.
Back to high school basketball on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Steve Boyle, Jason Smith. Four-point lead for the Jayhawks with the basketball. 16 fouls for Columbia Central, so the next one will send the Jayhawks to the line for a 1-1.
They'll roll out with From, Clintworth, Wilson, Higgs, and Dukes for the Jayhawks.
Can only assume this is the free throw specialist unit. You want to get it in, get a foul, and knock down those free throws. Get it into Dukes, and Shea grabs them.
Number three on Shea. And that's number seven.
It's four on Shea.
Oh, I must have missed one then. So, yeah, number four on Shea.
He'll go to the bench. 12.5 on the clock as the Jayhawks drop back, looking to not give up anything quick. Dukes at the free throw line. He missed it. Rebounded by Daniels.
Got to go.
Columbia Central on the run out. Daniels going to go all the way to the bucket. Missed it. Tap attempt no good. Daniels gets it back and missed the putback. Too hard off the glass and time will run out. A couple good chances for Carson Daniels, but he couldn't get it to go. 60-56, the final. The Jayhawks hold on to get a win in an entertaining back-and-forth game. Columbia Central coming up just short. Couldn't quite make enough plays, or rather, maybe more accurate to say they couldn't make enough shots.
Yeah.
We'll take 3 minutes here on the postgame. We'll come back and get you our Jackson Area Subway Player of the Game and set things up for our next broadcast. Again, our final from Vander Cook Lake High School, 60-56. The Jayhawks top the Columbia Central Golden Eagles on WKHM and WKHM.com.
Back to high school basketball on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Here on the post game for Jackson Area Subway Restaurants, Yes Sir Bob Subway is new box lunch for area sports teams. So if you got a hungry team to feed, you can't go wrong with those Subway box lunches. We just had a bunch of Subway lunches at the bridal fair.
You did, yeah.
They do a nice job putting those sandwiches together. And I know I had one of my friends volunteered to help at the bridal fair. And, you know, I said, man, I owe you one. Thanks for helping. He goes, hey, I got free Subway out of
hey,
it.
There you go.
I'm good to go.
Right? You can't go wrong with that.
So, yeah, it's pretty good incentive. So thanks to Yes Sir Bob Subways. And they are our Player of the Game sponsor. And tonight's Player of the Game could be none other than Darius Dukes. He was a difference maker for the Jayhawks. They started out at a deficit, and it was 6-0. Mm-hmm. They get Dukes into the game. He started leading them in scoring and ultimately never let up. And he did it from all over the floor, from beyond the arc, gets into the high post, and he'd like to shoot, and then really made his biggest mark down low.
Yeah, he had a couple of three-point buckets, one in the first, one in the fourth. Was all over the free throw line, and he went, I believe, 7 of 9. And then really down low just dominated the boards along with, you can't really take anything away from Samuel Like, who was just as impressive on the glass for Columbia Central. But at the end of the day, Darius Dukes and the Vander Cook Lake Jayhawks triumphant to go with his 25 points.
Darius Dukes, our player of the game, but looking at, got a good glimpse of the future, at the future for the Jayhawks.
Yeah.
In Nick Wilson and Verlandez Williams, we're both just freshmen out there playing, and Williams, just he's got length and athleticism that's going to be really great. He's going to need to work on just the, I want to say the feel.
Yeah.
You know, the touch things, the things that you get that come with effort or with, repetition.
Yeah.
Taking shots, working on shots. So that's definitely going to see something that improves probably quickly for him,
absolutely,
even by the end of the year. And Nick Wilson did a great job handling the basketball and keeping pressure on defensively. To make that, like we said, Columbia Central, if they had, when they had time to just kind of casually pick apart, they were doing it early. Vander Cook Lake turned on that pressure, and they never took it back off, and Columbia Central, from there on out, didn't look as comfortable, and certainly it created turnovers and took them out of their comfort zone and made them work a little more, and got Vander Cook back into the game and ultimately got him to the win.
Yeah, that pace, that where they pushed the pace early on, it looked like they were running at a tempo that they could handle. Wasn't too frantic. It wasn't out of control. Then the pressure started to come, and when Vander Cook turned up that full-court pressure, that's when they forced them to play faster than they wanted to, and it just caused a number of mistakes. They got good looks at times when they were able to figure out that press. Unfortunately, they just couldn't knock them down.
Yeah, made just a few... too few shots. Daniels had two good looks at it there at the end, and couldn't get either one to go. If he gets that one to go, they maybe steal an inbound, or they get a foul and got a chance for somebody to miss the free throw line, and you at least get a last-second fling from half court to try and win it. But they come up short, 60-56 tonight. And that is, it's a non-conference game.
Mm-hmm.
So ultimately, Columbia Central's still going to have a shot at their league title. Doesn't hurt them in the league standings. And really, I think down the road you're going to be glad you had games like these to get comfortable with that full court pressure break. And, you know who you can rely on. I just think you learn more from a loss sometimes than a win. And I think it's going to be one of those cases for Columbia Central.
This is a playoff-ready game for Columbia Central. This is the type of game you're going to see into the playoffs, and when you get there, now you know how to react to it and what you need to do to work on as the season goes on to make yourself a better playoff team.
What could we do differently that would have resulted in a win, and how can we make sure we do it next time? Vander Cook moves to 8-3 now on the year, against solidly in third place in the Cascades Conference, though this doesn't affect those standings. Their next in action, they got a busy week this week, so they're playing tonight. They play Wednesday at Manchester. Mm-hmm. And then Friday at East Jackson, which isn't much of a trip. But that trip out to Manchester's
it's a
trek.
Bit of a hike. Yeah, it's a trek, and that's a trap game there. They're 5-6, but that record doesn't really give you any indication of just how good that Manchester team is.
Yeah, they've got some nice players. They're not real deep.
Yeah.
But they've got some talent, and they're Vander Cook's going to match up well with them. They've got some length to handle, and I can't think of the kid's name, that big kid.
Yep.
Who's going to be playing at the next level. But they've got some length to be able to match up with him. I think it's going to be a fun one for the Vander Cook Lake and Manchester fans who might be in attendance. But two more games this week for Vander Cook, so that's going to test their conditioning a little bit. Meanwhile, Columbia Central falls to 5-4 on the year. Still 4-2 in the in their league and solidly in third place. Mm-hmm. They're next in action on Thursday this week, and they'll head to Hudson for a game out there.
Yeah, and Hudson 2-7 this year overall, 0-6 in the league, so a very winnable game for Columbia Central to bounce back from this one.